Right. Even though it's quite amazing what people can do with technology, with commitment, with research, with knowledge. It's still scary.
It's still scary.
Things go wrong.
Things go wrong.
In human bodies.
In human bodies.
Things go wrong.
Things go wrong.
In surgeries.
In surgeries. It is frightening.
It is frightening. We're intending to bring peace.
To bring peace.
To bring a higher vibration.
To bring a higher vibration.
To every person.
To every person.
To every family member.
To every family member.
To every friend.
To every friend.
To every pet owner.
To every pet owner.
Every nurse and doctor.
Every nurse and doctor.
Every medical staffer.
Every medical staffer.
That's felt all the fear.
That's felt all the fear.
When things have gone wrong.
When things have gone wrong.
That's felt all the fear.
It's felt all the fear.
That things could go wrong.
That things could go wrong.
We're asking and intending to release this fear from all ourselves,
from everyone's body.
We're asking and intending
for healing
of all cellular memory,
of all the fear
that lingers in and around surgery.
Before surgery.
The day of surgery.
Around surgery.
After surgery.
All the lingering fear.
And all the places it's been stored
in different people's bodies.
We're holding intent
that it could be released
and allow in
a little more comfort,
a little more peace,
a little more relief,
a little more anything
that would allow
a human body
to feel better.
These human bodies.
These amazing bodies.
And anywhere within them,
they're storing fear
and cellular memory
of fear.
Fear from loved ones.
Fears from the staff.
Fear from past experience.
Fear from the future.
That won't even happen.
Fear of the future.
That did happen.
All this fear.
Around surgery.
When they don't know what it is.
When they do know what it is.
All this overwhelming fear.
Lingering in all of us.
We're asking and intending.
To release.
All stored fear.
From everyone.
That no longer serves us.
We intend.
To release fear.
All cellular memory of fear.
Back to source.
To be recycled
into something more positive.
We're asking and intending
to support
every physical body.
Facing surgery,
recovering from surgery,
no matter when,
past, present,
future.
We're asking to make a vibrational difference
so that these human bodies
can have all the support
to go about their business
of healing.
We're asking.
To change a vibration
that could affect everyone
around surgery,
afraid of surgery,
after surgery,
considering surgery.
We're asking to change
this mass consciousness
of fear
around surgery
and release
any fear,
any belief in fear,
any attachment to fear,
but doesn't serve us as people anymore.
All the surgery fear in all time.
In all generations.
Wouldn't it be lovely
if this goofy tapping could really make a difference
for all those people,
not just the ones we know,
but for our bodies,
our family's bodies,
our friends of friends' bodies,
as it recovers.
If this tapping,
if this room full of intention,
could make it easier
for a body to heal.
And even though
many of us,
maybe all of us,
have resented,
judged,
criticized
the medical field,
doctors,
the fees,
insurance companies.
I'm asking and intending
that we also let that go.
These people
that save lives,
that save families,
even though
They're judged
and criticized.
I'd like to ask forgiveness
for any fear,
financial,
spiritual,
metaphysical,
emotional,
energetic,
any fear
I have participated in
in and around
doctors,
medicines,
hospitals,
anything that doesn't serve
any of us.
I'm asking to let go now.
Even if I don't agree
with everything,
I want to spread
gratitude
for every person,
every doctor,
every nurse,
every scientist,
every researcher,
every investor
that has created
help
for so many people.
Even if I don't choose it personally,
I want to expand my ability
to appreciate
people who have dedicated their lives
to the healing
they believe in.
Anything I'm holding on to
that isn't in alignment
with gratitude,
acceptance,
peace,
and healing,
I'd like to let that go now.
Not just for me,
not just for my body,
but for every person
experiencing
surgery
through their own body,
through a loved one,
through an acquaintance,
through a friend of a friend.
I want to expand
a higher vibration
to support every person
who's receiving help
through the medical field.
And I deeply
and completely
desire
to be part of the change
in this human experiment
that adds to positive energy,
even in hospitals.
And I deeply
and completely
want to thank my body
for all the things it gets right.
And I want to ask my body to forgive me
for all the fear
I've created,
bought into,
shared,
stored.
And I want to ask this body
to forgive me
for any time
I haven't had
amazing gratitude
for my help,
for the health of all that I love.
I want to feel good,
even about doctors,
even about hospitals,
even about surgery.
I want to feel good,
even if I don't understand,
even if I don't agree with everything
and how it's done.
I want to feel good
about how many people
have truly been been helped.
I feel you've been helped.
And I deeply
and completely
desire to be a source of positive energy. Okay, big deep breath. Wow, that was kind of nice. I personally have not been to a doctor in a long time. But a lot of times people will say to me, oh, you know, I got to take this medication, or, you know, even if it's chemo or something, or any kind of drug. The worst thing you can do is take something into your body that you're not in alignment with. So if you are going to take it, tap. Tap gratitude for the scientists, the researchers, the doctors. Be in alignment with whatever your body needs to heal. It is amazing that we live in this day and age.
So, like, even if you don't really believe in it, you shouldn't take it. Is it worse for you to take?
The only way that you can mess it up is if you pick not taking it and then have fear that you should have.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to. Sometimes you have surgery. You know, my kids, they get put out if they're sick, and I haven't fixed them. last year, they actually both needed antibiotics, and they were both like, Mom, because they haven't needed it in so long. And I'm like, hey, we're really lucky. We can go get this.
Like a flu shot or something.
Well, only if you believe in it. So you have to get really clear. And if you can't get clear, tap. Find your way to get clear. The way you hurt yourself is by making a choice and then thinking, oh, I should have done the other. Or taking the medicine and say, oh, I don't like medicine or doctors. Well, then what are you putting in your body? Get in alignment with it. You know, get out of the, oh, should and wrong. Be in full alignment. And, you know, I'll tell you the truth. I think the energy in hospitals is awful. The lights are icky. The vibration in there is not great. But you know what? Lives are saved there every day. So when I'm there, I check any judgment, and I go for gratitude. And even if I think very differently from people with more of a medical thought process, it doesn't matter. They're in alignment with what they believe. There's great honor in that. But I think that as a whole, with our media, don't we tend to judge the money, the doctors, everything? So it's a nice thing to clear. So if you're doing healing or intent for somebody who's in the hospital or been through surgery or is lined up for surgery, you know, do some nice gratitude for everybody. Okay, didn't mean to get all preachy on you. My. So, and you know, my dad had a triple bypass, and the surgeon, you don't even meet the surgeon for like 2 minutes. You know, that's not the doctor. I think the surgeon just goes in and does their mojo. But he did stop by, and yeah, all of a sudden it hit me. This man has invested well over a decade of his life to be able to spend an hour and save my father's life. How mind-blowing is that? And before that moment, I'm not sure I even thought about surgeons. You know, not in a positive way. And he didn't know us, but he gave me, my father's still healthy today, and that was a long time ago. And I so wouldn't want his job. Those are some wicked scars. Okay, so is everybody in a pretty good space, or did that bring up anything for anybody? And animals sometimes have traumatic events after surgery. And you can clear that with tapping, too. It's a good thing to try. Sometimes it takes a little bit of perseverance, but, you know, the meds, the pain can be very hard on animals, too.
So which